The decline of storytelling and the rise of the blogger and the pundit are part of what keep Newton committed to his very dangerous job. During his years as a journalist, Newton has survived Taliban attacks in Afghanistan. He's been shot by American forces in Iraq.
And I was bleeding really bad, but I happened to have a medic. He was young. He was like 19 or 20, and he yelled for the medic. And I kind of stopped him, and I said, but you're the medic. And he was like, yeah, you're right.
He's hiked through Central African jungles with the Ugandan military.
On foot for 6 days, and that was tricky.
The soldiers he was with seemed to Newton to all be about 23 years old.
I'm 45, so 8 or 9 hours a day of hiking in the humidity of the jungle. And so it was a good test to see if I'm still up for doing this kind of work.
And he was in Egypt when his friend and colleague, Laura Logan, was brutally assaulted in Tahrir Square by a mob of more than 200 men. It was early 2011. The day Hosni Mubarak stepped down.
So these things happen to your friends?
But the physical trials and the very real possibility that he might not return from an assignment haven't done much to alter Newton's willingness to head straight into war zones. Reporters are relentlessly searching for stories that embody the great literary themes, says Newton.
Man versus man versus self, man versus nature. And I always found that in war, all those themes seem to be in the same place. You always see the worst of man, the best of man. There doesn't seem to be anything when you're there that seems more important for humanity's sake than to observe and write and report about the things that are affecting people every day when it comes to their, you know, losing their lives, losing their homes, losing their health, losing their loved ones.
It makes it hard, he says, to come back and cover city council meetings. Getting the story, the real story, as it happens in the field, without spin, pundits, or political agendas, is likely part of what has propelled Newton from what he claims was a marginal career as a high school student to being an award-winning journalist. And the risks that he takes?
It's kind of asking a race car driver to worry about crashing his car. He doesn't really think about crashing his car. He thinks about winning the race. And when I'm in a war zone, I don't think about getting shot or blown up. I think about mitigating my risk so that I can work.
He bristles at the suggestion that it's adrenaline driving him. That, he says, is just cowboy journalism. When he feels adrenaline, he knows something has gone wrong. But the biggest source of stress for Newton isn't the fear of being shot or blown up.
As strange as it sounds, if you're in a firefight, a really bad firefight on the border of Pakistan, and the Taliban's attacking you, normally the first thing you think about is, am I rolling? Because when you, in the end, if you miss it, then you've put you and your life and everybody else's life at risk for nothing. And you're then going to have to stay longer to get that moment again.
All stories are about people, says Newton. And the more removed you get from the people, the less understanding you have of the story. At the end of the day, it's those experiences on the battlefield that keep Jeff Newton in touch with what's important.
It makes me more sensitive to making sure I make my family and friends know how much I love them in that moment. Because you start to realize, more so than maybe when you're younger, that your moment could be gone in an instant. You don't want to leave something on the table having been unsaid.
Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.